needed a lot, right? And you grow means you added a lot to yourself, starting with cell, more cells, then size, then a complication, then receiving information from outside, seeing, listening, learning, and learning, and learning, and learning, and up to now. So you are what? You are a collection of gathering the stuff, right? You're built of stuff, right? So you're full of existence. Excuse me, I'm looking for some non-existence. Do you have any? Oh, you have none. That's the good stuff, you have none. So, you're not a good market. You're not a good shop to visit. Because you don't have the good stuff. You have only the bad stuff. What do you call it, bad? Let's forget about you, that piece of meat. Let's talk about a piece of stone. Where is this piece of stone? From 100 years ago up to now, it's the same thing. Right? No, it's added something to it. A little dust covered it, and so on and so on. So it's the same thing. This is adding. We're talking about something which is not always around, but is the base of everything. That's non-existence. Non-existence is limitless. There is no number other, right? We're looking about somewhere that you have no quantities. Remember, in existence there is always quantities. In non-existence there is no quantity. When I tell you void, could you say how many particles are there? Or how many galaxies will fit in? No, I'm talking about void. Do you have any? No. Because you feel everything with logic. Your thought, self-indulging, self-inflating ego, fills up everything. You need some space. Why? You tell me. You need some space. Why? I told you, we are going to a trip. Exactly. We want to have a lot of other stuff, so you have to make space. Means void. Means nothingness. Because we are expecting something beautiful to fill it. This is why we are going around. We are going for a trip. Really, this is a trip, isn't it? We always say it honestly. And in this trip, of course you will see a lot of different stuff. First thing is, make space. Because when you come back with those stuff, you cannot make space. Your hand is full. You cannot work. Now that your hand is empty, you have to make the space. This is what he emphasizes here. Look at it, that it will go around and say, okay, you know what, this nothingness you should have because of this opposite stuff that you understand. You see, existence, non-existence, you need to see furniture and the space for the furniture and all that stuff, because all of that, let me tell you something else. Maybe sometimes you think that your house for the moment is perfect. So this is stupid. You are going for a trip and you will find something new. You will bring it back. Don't think that you are perfect. That's the mistake Satan did. He said, I'm okay. He didn't know something is missing. He was a logical person, wasn't he? He still is. He never did anything illogic. And Satan represents the knowledge. What is missing in the knowledge? Oh, that silliness. That passion. Because passion is being silly, isn't it? That's how it works. He said, look at this Iblis. He said, I'm good. Don't say that. There are bad stuff in you. Don't say, I'm perfect, I don't have anything to get rid of. You have a lot of things to get rid of.
And of course I understand it's difficult for you to do it. However, do you find it easy to explain how a knife could cut his handle? Because that's what we are talking about. I want you to improve you, to get rid of part of you, to make a place for a better thing of you. This is that, how complicated it is. So he said, listen, let me explain it this way. All your thoughts, these are the flies. They are around because there is some... Oh, you think there are some sweets around? No. You're around because of some open wound in you. But you think that maybe I'm sweet, therefore these flies like me. And you will hesitate the ointment to cure it. You don't like the ointment. I said, don't do this. And you know why you do it? Ah, my goodness, this is something that inshallah next time we see. Because little knowledge will inflate your ego. The guy who was listening, who was putting down the notes of the Prophet, you remember? And suddenly he thought, oh, I know it. This one I know. I did it even sooner than the Prophet. So I'm good. Yeah, that's the intelligence. We'll talk about it next week, inshallah. This is why I like these reviews better than reading. Sometimes it happens. The good thing about it is that I have no illusion of having control of them. That illusion was bad sometimes.
I was just at a conference today, and it was like the wonderful news from the scientists, you know, that tells us about the universe. And this is incontrovertible data that shows that the more affluence, the more misery. And there are more and more studies that are clearly showing a correlation between unhappiness and affluence. We call it affluenza.
Logic is made of.